them all under Robbie Power and wins the Gold Cup.
Cheltenham is everything. There's no place like Cheltenham, you know, and if you're lucky enough to ride a winner at the Cheltenham Festival or ride a winner of the Cheltenham Gold Cup, you know, walk down in front of 70,000 people, there's no feeling like it, and Cheltenham is the biggest stage.
Cheltenham Festival 2018 on William Hill Racing Radio.
Well, we kick off the final day of the Cheltenham Festival with some horses perhaps for the future Cheltenham Festivals. The Triumph Hurdle is always a race where we enjoy watching it on the day and then think, what can it do next year? And we've got some horses that would definitely fit that bill this time around. Apple Shakira at the top of the market looks incredibly exciting. She's 5-2. Rhodesian is 9-2. Stormy Island 7-1 with We Have a Dream. Far Class is 8-1 with Mr. Adjudicator. Soldier is 10-1 and 16s or bigger for the others. Sam Turner once again in the studio with myself, Mark Walton, to look ahead to this race. We know plenty about Apple Shakira. She looks very, very good at the top of the market. We saw Rhodesian shorten a lot at the weekend, given his performance. Beyond those, you're starting to get a bit of value, and there's going to be horses in there that could still be overpriced.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a race that Willie Mullins has run a lot of horses in and probably hasn't had the return that he perhaps should have done. But he looks to have a strong hand here with Stormy Island, who admittedly missed an engagement on the Dublin Racing Weekend, which was a little bit of a concern, but she was supremely impressive when she won last time as well. She got the right engine on her. There's not a lot of her. She doesn't look to have a lot of scope, but she skipped through that heavy ground and she won in impressive fashion by 50-odd lengths. It was a tremendous performance when she managed to win. So, you know, she's around about a 6 or 7 to 1 poke with William Hill. I think she's a major player. But that spring juvenile hurdle invariably throws up good horses. The race run at Leopardstown, in which Mr. Adjudicator beat Far Class. And the two of them, you know, one's sort of 8-9 to 1 and the other's a similar sort of price. So the bookmakers are struggling to separate the pair of them. But Mr. Adjudicator that day, I thought, put up a really good performance. Tough, durable, wanted to win. I mean, Far Class was only having his second run over hurdle, so it was an impressive run from him. And obviously the stable have won with a similar type in Tiger Cry a few years back. But the thing with Mr. Adjudicator for me is that he went round in the same sort of circuit time, or a better circuit time, than Sam Crow, who's the second coming. You know, he's Jesus reincarnated, isn't he, according to the Irish. So that is obviously a very decent run. His overall time was very solid as well. And he just looks a tough, durable professional who jumps well, handles most ground. And I think the long run from the second last to the last will really suit him at Cheltenham.
That is a big point you make there. A lot of people think Sam Crowe's the Cheltenham Festival banker. His performance in Ireland was visually very impressive. And people were then like, yeah, Sam Crowe can't get beat at the festival. If Mr. Adjudicator has gone round in a quicker time, you know, he's only a juvenile as well.
Yeah,
it's a big, big performance, that.
It's a huge performance. You know, he hasn't got a lot of experience. But he looked temperamentally very sound at Leopardstown. Big crowd there, coped with that well, jumped well. It was only a small field for that spring juvenile, but the Triumph Hurdle often cuts up nowadays with the Fred Winter in opposition, and a lot of horses get rerouted to that, and it might well be the case here with the likes of Michuka at 25-1 and Sayo at 25-1. They might be heading to somewhere like the Fred Winter rather than the JCB Triumph Hurdle. So I do think that line of form is a key line of form for this race. It's not to say they're walkovers, Far Class and Mr. Adjudicator, but I certainly think they're worth bearing in mind in the anti-post market with the non-runner insurance.
Just one other thing I want to ask you as well. Apple Shakira, a mare in the race. We've also got Stormy Island, who's a mare as well. Long time since a mare won the Triumph. Is that because
Snowdrop was that?
Yeah,
last
I think
one?
2000, yeah, around that kind of time. So is it because we haven't had the real good mares go to the race, or is it just a race that they just, I don't know, just don't have a good record in for whatever reason?
I certainly think you need sort of mentally a very solid and sound mare and quite a robust horse to go and tackle a race of this nature. Myself and Andy Holding had a little share in a horse called Ruther Glen, who was a tough, durable horse who ran in this race the year Tiger Cry ran it, and it finished him off. You know, just because it was such a brutal race for juveniles. So you've got to have a great constitution for a race of this nature, and she's at least shown that. Now, a lot of her critics will point to the fact that she's beaten up, you know, modest horses and not big fields and not cope with, an end-to-end gallop at a strong pace on drying ground. Now, but her connections are adamant that She wants a decent pace. She wants better ground than she's been tackling all throughout the winter. And the beauty with her chance is that she's just got so much experience at Cheltenham. She's a nippy, nimble type of horse as well. And I, for one, I wouldn't be sort of laying her at 5-2, but she's a hard horse probably to back at the top of the market as well at 5-2, because there are some decent rivals that are just stacking up behind her. Redisian sort of advanced his case with a really polished performance at Kempton. And then we have the Stormy Island, Apple Shakira's stablemate. We have A Dream, who's done nothing wrong all year. Fireclass, Mr. Adjudicator. And even Soldier's thrown the cap in the ring now with a good performance over the weekend. So it's all of a sudden starting to look a lot more competitive. And the Indians are massing around Apple Shakira, aren't they? And you would just be a little worried if you've taken bigger prices about her, that, you know, she's just not going to have that little flat spot that she hit last time in seeing off Nubia Negra.
I can tell you've been on air with the Wizard this afternoon, mentioning Indians and Cowboys.
Cowboys and Indians, yeah, exactly. He's managed to get Shane and John Wayne into the same conversation.
Very good. But Mr. Adjudicator at this point would be the pick.
Yeah, he would. I think him and with a perhaps a small save of Fireclass, because it's the same form line, I'd probably go down that road at the moment.
Superb. Thank you very much, Sam.
Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.